we talked about the game seven mentality that you had to have. 20 minutes in, it looked like you'd played the period that you wanted to play. What happened after that?
Well, a couple of breakdowns. You know, we had some chances too, but yeah, some breakdowns. I don't know what else to say to you.
We talked about what they want to do and how they want to go about doing it. Did they do that? They were getting to the net. They were trying to make their plays around the net. And that is that where the breakdowns happen?
Well, yeah. I mean, the breakaway off the draw. Yeah.
How do you?
I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. How do you move on from here? I
mean, well, he's got no choice. You know, we need to pick it up again. We need some more guys to pull the rope and go at it. There's no other choice. You know, you get a couple more days. Obviously, the next game's even bigger and bigger. And, you know, we got to rise to the challenge.
The captain had a long night tonight. Oliver, how does he find his way back from this, do you think?
He's got to pick himself up and get back in it.
Yeah, sorry to focus on one play, but the first goal they scored looked like a bad read by him, and that gives him momentum.
Yeah, that's why we preach details and technique. You know, you just got to stay with it. You know, when you come on the ice, you got to stay with it. It's everybody. The details are very important. You're a 2-0 lead. You got to make them really earn their goals, and that's basically what it comes down to. You know, we had our chances at the end. You know, even the power play, a couple of times we're overpassing again. I'm not quite sure. We had a couple of good shots. Keep ripping it. That's what good teams do.
The first period, you were talking about wanting a guy to be able to step up. Someone has to have a night. Nick Schmaltz had that night, didn't he?
Well, that line was good. Yeah. They were going. I thought they had, especially the first half, they created a lot of chances, that line. Yeah, Nick was going, and Phil and Carl. I think Carl's been probably our most consistent forward the last 10 games.
I think it was about 60% to 40% in the face-off circle tonight in the Jets' favor. How difficult is it to sort of play without the puck from the start?
Well, it's been like that all year. You know, we're not great in the face-off circle, and that's what happens. But still, you need other people that, you know, when you lose a draw, to make sure the coverage. Yeah, it sucks because, you know, if you're always 60 or 55, you know, that's, you know, you get the extra possessions, and that makes even more. You have to be dialed in on your D-zone coverages off a loss.
That's the third goal. You just described the third goal to a T, right?
Yeah. Okay. Basically, yeah. Thanks.